Blog Talk Radio.
New York's been doing this protest,
and you haven't had the scene like you've had in Ferguson or out in California.
Some of them people have a little bit of what's called more.
But I take bits and pieces of some of these things these people say, like Feinstein saying the reason she did all this was about law and order and all this and that. But she sure doesn't care when it comes to immigration laws, and because she's guilty of, just like most of the elected, of aiding and abetting and of breaking of those laws. They seem not to care when it's one of their ilk that broke the law on tax evasion, like an Al Sharpton or a Warren Buffett. But where's the law there? Exactly.
But now, if we did the exact same thing, there's the law there.
We're just sinking and sinking and sinking. And she made a comment about morality, and she comes from the most immoral place in the country. It just, nothing made
mind-boggling.
It's not only that, you got a guy like John McCain who will come out and he's all against the waterboarding, this and that, you know. But you also know that John McCain broke under Vietnamese and torturing, and let's be real.
Do
you think our enemies are going
to
quit torturing people just because we say we're not going to?
One day I can bring my report up if they want to see what kind of torture it is. My son did a report on my uncle. My uncle was a prisoner of war. They did all kinds of things.
So was McCain. That's why McCain's arms were messed up and he stuff. And I understand all that. But I also understand that he broke. I also understand that many of your servicemen have been waterboarded. It was part of their training under Sarah. And I'd like to know, they said, well, we got this information that led to Osama bin Laden from this guy, foreigner in another country, but they wouldn't name the country or the foreigner, of course. That way, it's kind of like the $6 billion that was used, that was sucked out of the IRS funds by illegals and stuff using earned income credit and this and that. But when we tried to put in something that would stop that kind of theft, Harry Reid refused to bring it on the floor of the Senate for a vote. And if anybody shuts down the government right now, it's going to be Harry Reid. Because a bill has passed, is being drawn up, but it's already been agreed to, and Harry Reid will be the one that shuts it down. But they'll blame the Republicans. It'd be their fault because the Democrats didn't like something in the bill. So I'm wondering if the Republicans don't like something in the bill. Is it the Democrats' fault? You know, I don't get this.
Wrong don't make
a
right.
Yeah, two wrongs don't make a right. You'll hear that a lot out of elected. Well, so-and-so did it then. If it was wrong then, it's wrong now.
Yeah.
Just because someone else did something wrong doesn't mean you should.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Lanny. Hi, Chad. Gene.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, yo.
Joe, whoever all is there. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Oh.
Hi, yo.
Hi.
You got yo up there. They're getting all kinds of precipitation and moisture in that area and stuff. And then Linda's in California where it's drought. But the NOAA did come out, and they said that it had nothing to do with man-made global warming. Of course, the greenies are throwing a fit, but they've already showed what they are by their hypocrisies, where they'll go somewhere and protest Indeed. And whatever, and then see the place crash. Yeah, so much for their green agenda. They pollute more trying not to pollute than most people do normally. Every time we turn around, it's something. I believe that the whole thing today about the Senate was mainly to try to draw attention away from Gruber and his ignorance.
Absolutely. To get us watching something else.
And I got an interesting statistic for all these people out there that about the killings of people in this country. Every day, 7 black people die at the hands of an illegal alien. Do you hear anybody saying anything?
No, you don't, and you won't.
20 to 25 Americans, matter of fact, die every day at the hands of an illegal alien. You don't see or hear anybody saying anything there.
No.
We're starting to get numbers of the cost, and first it was $500 billion, then it was a trillion.
They don't know.
Heritage Foundation says $2
trillion. It's that Common Core crap.
Well, but they can't tell you the truth because you'll know what they're doing.
You can freak out.
There is no economic advantage to it. It lowers wages.
And he don't want us to know.
It lowers wages. It will. These people that they say, well, they pay taxes. Yeah, but at the end of the year when they file taxes, they get more back than they paid in.
Yeah.
So they're really not paying taxes. They're taking out of somebody else's taxes. It sure ain't Al Sharpton or Warren Buffett's, though, because they're not paying taxes.
None of the hotshots pay taxes at all.
What I see is, you look, they're attacking the police in our country. They've already tore down, did a hell of a job tearing down our military already. And now they're going after the CIA. And it all fits into their agenda because they want total control and total say. I'll tell you now, if I was in the CIA, I would be leading the revolt to the point that any dirt I could find on any one of these people would be hitting every newspaper outlet in the country.
Yep.
I would pay. You want to play hardball? I'd play hardball with them. And I'd like to see that. I'll be honest. There's several politicians and other people around this nation I wouldn't mind seeing waterboarded. Let's waterboard Bill Thurl and find out the truth of what the agenda is and how far along they are.
Yeah, they're right.
It's awful funny that what you haven't heard mentioned is a Bosnian man that was, of course he was white, was dragged out of his car, beat to death in front of his wife by hammers, by people yelling racial slurs and everything else.
Yeah, but that's not racist now.
Oh, you're not hearing about it.
I know, but they wouldn't say it's racist. Because it happened to a white person.
9 times out of 10, the person screaming racist is the racist.
Yep.
Exactly. I'm so being honest to everybody in America. I am so sick and tired of hearing about a race shit. We all bleed red. We're all American. What about the American?
Well, that
this finger is out by whites and blacks and Mexicans.
But
well, that's bullshit.
But to fulfill their
American people,
but to fulfill their agenda,
if they get down like that, they can take us down easier. Put one against the other.
A divided nation, and that's what they're doing. They are dividing us.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Race, gender, age, on and on and on.
But that's what they're trying to do. And as American people, are we going to allow that to happen?
Seems like we are.
Wisen up.
You would think so.
One, wisen up, and some of the people need to grow up.
Yep. Yeah, big time.
And almost anybody who has seen the deal that went on in New York agrees that it was wrong.
Which deal?
Same thing that happened in Ferguson. In Ferguson, the guy not only assaulted the police officer, he was charging him. According to the witnesses, black eyewitnesses, he was charging him.
Well,
I don't care who you are. If you got a guy that size charging at you, if you're a smaller person, I say that because I myself am 6'2". But if you're someone under 6 feet and under 200 pounds and someone like that's charging you, you're going to use whatever you can get your hands on.
Well, he's supposed to have been inside the car and heading the cop.
He did. Oh, yeah, that was the assault.
The first shot was inside the car, they said.
In his hand. Evidence doesn't matter. Have you not figured that part out?
They're not. They're stupid. They're not smart enough to see the evidence. They see that race card, like I just said.
Well,
I thought we were all over it. I thought that was already over.
But see, that's the whole thing. They are trying to drum this up and make this all race because that helps divide the nation.
Yeah.
If the nation is divided, then you go far.
What's the bigger threat? Illegals? Who are not only going to take your jobs, get education in front of you, and make you a smaller percentage of the population. Well, it's going to make, by the time you take in family reunification and the next wave is going to hit, when spring gets here, warm weather gets here, there's going to be another big black wave hit. By the time you do all that, you're going to see blacks reduced to under 10%, probably could be all the way down to 6% or less of the population. Look it up. Check it out, people. That's facts. Now tell me how he's helping you.
Well, he's not in any way.
I'd like to hear somebody explain how he's helping them. Unemployment for blacks is double digits.
Yep.
91% of blacks killed are by blacks.
Yep.
What is Obama doing about that?
Letting it happen.
It's got to be education. The family unit has got to be, you know.
So they're trying to kick us all the way back to the Civil War.
No, what they're trying to do is destroy this culture.
Yeah.
To establish their elitist culture where they control everything because we're just too stupid.
We're a lot smarter than them. We can honestly tell the truth.
Said about Gruber. Gruber said the American public was too stupid. Well, apparently the only ones too stupid was the Democrats because they were the only ones who supported it.
Yeah, right.
Gruber's name was stupid.
So now, tell me again, who was stupid? The Tea Party's been vindicated because everything they said was true. And we haven't seen the effect of it until the employer mandate kicks in. Remember they delayed it till after the 2014 election?
Yep.
I won't be surprised they don't try to delay it till after the 2016 election because they know when that employer mandate hits, it's really going to pee some people off.
Yep. It sure will. It's going to change an awful lot of stuff, too.
And somehow we've got to change this system with judges sitting for life. Because when you fill the judges with judgeships with people who use ideology instead of law, you've got a problem. And this country has a major problem with too many judges judging by their ideology and not by the law.
Right. Listen, we got a quick break here, Bill. I got to tell you something. I got my new rocking chair finally today. And with it is a nice little picture of the country with the flag all over. And it says, proudly built with fine Southern Indiana craftsmanship.
Cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
So, see, I'm buying something from Indiana, and I didn't even know it.
I didn't even know we sold. Well, actually, I did, because we got several big furniture factories down around Pell City and Evansville area.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't specify where, but.
And there's a big one in Salem, actually.
Ah, cool.
On the outskirts of Salem. But I'm glad you got a good rock. Is it a good rocking chair?
It seems to be. I mean, I've only been in it a couple of minutes, but we just got it here. Now I'm on the computer.
Ah.
But yeah, I think it's going to work out great. My daughter's stealing it right this moment. I'm going to have to beat people up with a hammer to sit in it myself.
Well, that's a good
time. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I got a Christmas card from Linda today. Thank you, Linda. I'll be getting mine in the mail. I lost an uncle last week. My Uncle John passed away.
I know, Bill, and I'm so sorry.
He lived a good life. He did things. I don't even want to go into things he did, but I have very fond memories of my Uncle John.
Good.
I'm one of the eldest grandsons, so I was around him a little more. I actually lived in Louisiana where he lived for a year, and we were pretty close. Nephew, uncle. But he's been buried at sea, which he would have wanted, and I'm glad that that's happening.
Really?
And he'll be missed.
Yes.
But our battle for the people that are still here goes on.
Yep.
And I get a chance when I ask people, how can you have kids and grandkids and know stuff's going on and not get kicked off of what they're trying to do to their futures?
I know it. I know it.
And then I got to wondering today. Last week, Hillary Clinton was out saying we had to have empathy for our...
Oh, my God.
Didn't this report that Dianne Feinstein put out today, was she not trying to show empathy for our enemies?
Really?
I found that kind of odd.
I think everything they're doing is odd. It's not even odd. It's just bizarre.
It's stupid. It's all orchestrated.
Yeah. And it's starting to drive sane people crazy. And I don't have that far to go.
If I make another turn off the straight and narrow, I'm afraid. I'll tell you something. Every day I'm flabbergasted. I sit here today, and we were watching the Senate, and we were watching Gruber and Dianne Feinstein, and my wife was making comments. I can't get her to do it on the radio, but...
Oh, I know you can make them, though.
I'm here, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, you know, she's seeing it. She's hearing it. She's seeing it. And she's asking, you know, like when Feinstein started talking about the law, my wife, first thing out of her mouth was, well, what about immigration laws?
Right? That's not the law they want to discuss right now.
No, because they have aided and abetting in the breaking of that law.
Right.
Every one of them sitting there who has supported amnesty in any form, any iota, whatever they want to call it, if you have not enforced the law and they don't enforce the law, or they'd be arresting people who employ them,
yep.
They'd be dragging royalty construction, they'd be dragging the people out of that front office and to jail. They have built a business on the backs of illegals, aided and abetted by the elected. And you see that across this nation. They keep trying to tell you, well, they're doing this low jobs. Around my area, they're in the factories.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the high level. They're getting paid the good jobs.
Yeah.
The mediocre jobs are being done by the citizens.
Yeah.
And
hi, guys. I'm here.
Hey, Linda.
Linda.
I
understand that things are bad in their country and this and that. But when things were bad in our country, we changed it. We did whatever it took to change those things. And that's what they should have done in their countries, was they should have stayed there and they should have worked
just
with each other.
Their own and coming and tearing ours apart.
Yeah. It's just like I say about the people who, some of them liberals who flee California. Well, when you flee there, leave your liberal ideology there.
Right.
Good
and
luck.
It's the same way with these people coming from these foreign nations.
Yes.
If you're don't bring the things that you're fleeing here.
But they're doing it, and nobody's stopping them. That's the problem.
That's it. Well, that's because they're being aided and abetted by our elected who refuse to enforce the law.
Yep.
Right.
Homeland Security, my butt. There are laws. They are written. What have you done to enforce them? Not a thing. The money that was supposed to go to build the fence, Jen Napolitano had handed out as bonuses.
And I saw a good one today. I can't remember which one it was on the internet. It was either, it was in my inbox, but it was all over the, looks like Gruber put his foot in it again. He's a eugenicist, too. He actually thinks that abortion on demand is a good thing because it eliminates poverty and crime and undesirables. Just, yeah, that's what this creep thinks.
And he's God and knows that this child would have grew up to be an undesirable.
Yep. That's how they think. This is the Fabian socialist model, I'm telling you. That's where it comes from. It's bull, you know, horse feathers. It's awful. But that's what we have.
He couldn't name the number he's the amount of money he's been paid.
No, he refused. He danced around
well,
it.
The answer that they had submitted, Isa stood there and said, was they knew that wasn't the true answer.
Right.
And
Kel,
then he turned
like
pretty
you,
good and said, well, you'll have to consult my lawyer to get the actual figures or whatever. Bullcrap. He knows exactly. I guarantee you he knows exactly to the penny what he's got, how much he made.
So when you talk about California, Kel Living would like you to leave her name out of it.
Who?
Kel Living says, when you talk about California, say, accept Kel Living. He does not want to be included with California at all.
I don't blame you. Hey, I have many conservative friends that live in California. My heart breaks for them for the crap you're all having to go through out there.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah, it's awful. Wait till tomorrow, show. You'll see.
Did they ever think, has anybody in California ever went to their electors and say, why the hell did you drain the reservoirs?
Yeah, right.
Why did you reroute the river?
Well,
says California's drought has nothing to do with global warming. Oh, the greenies explode. Well, that can't be right.
Yep. Oh, I know.
It's awful odd that the only science that these greenies can get to back them up are the ones that are paid with grants or something else.
That's right. It's all lies, too.
That's why there's such a small number of them compared to the number of scientists that say they're full of crap.
Well, yeah, I know. There's 36,000 of them that said these guys are lying through their teeth. They're just, it's junk science. They've said it. And this is going way back to, like, probably the mid-2000s that I know about, and I'm sure further back than that.
You go back to what people said 10 years ago, what the conditions were going to be. Where are those conditions at, people? It's the same people are still pushing the lie, even though everything they said was going to happen, none of it happened.
It would have happened if
the ice caps were supposed to melt. And they still try to tell people that that's happening, and it ain't happening.
Yep. That's right.
In fact, we had the two largest ice caps we've had in a long time.
And I heard that the polar bears are doing just fine.
That ain't true either. And matter of fact, the number of polar bears is risen exponentially. And
they're fine.
Nothing they've said has panned out. And real science just doesn't back them up. Ice core samples don't back them up.
People still believe it.
Yep, they still do. They suck the Kool-Aid. They don't do their research at all. They just listen to the left. That's it.
Yeah, because they're fed their lunch from somebody, and rather than check to see if that person's got clean hands or not, they just accept it.
Right.
And that's what I'm afraid is what Mr. Gruber was talking about. The American public, I don't want to call them stupid. I'll call them indifferent. They are indifferent into what's going on around them.
Right.
I about flip out every time I see Waters World or anything even like that when they go out and talk to the public. Especially when they go to a college campus and it's, people can't tell you what Independence Day is about.
Well,
or they cannot tell you who won the Civil War.
Right.
Now, these are Harvard people that he was at, and I just, like, wanted to pull my hair out. It's like, and these are supposed to be the brightest people.
Yep.
I don't get people think these people that went for law are the brightest people. The people who went for sciences will be your brightest people, and they're probably not at Harvard.
Yeah, it's weird. It's pretty sad. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. We do have, there's lots of petitions being signed right now. They're at the supermarkets for the to put the referendum on the ballot next year or year after, so we can overturn the banning of the plastic bag here in California, which is statewide now.
Wow.
Well, I gotta agree with you. I understand your people's fight, but the truth is, plastic is a bad thing.
True.
It doesn't break up like other fiber products do. I mean, you got legal marijuana, you should use hemp to make your bags out of. And
well, the other problem is, see, they lie about this stuff. They take all these studies that are 20 years old and they were lies to begin with, and they just pull it out of their hat and put it up there, and these libtards believe every damn word. It's just ridiculous.
I got a question. They banned plastic bags, right?
Yeah.
Did they ban margarine?
Not
yet.
No, they have not.
One molecule from being plastic.
Okay, and here's another point. Being a dog owner and where I live, you have to clean up after your dog when you walk them. They have to be on a leash, and you have
right,
to clean
here
up
too.
Them. Now, what are you going to use? You got to use
plastic
to clean it up. So you use a plastic bag.
Right.
Well, what choice do we have? Because we have to clean it.
Well, the other thing is, you got to remember that
I still got to side with using hemp or some product like that to make your bags out of or whatever, because it's biodegradable. It's better for the environment. Plastic is not good for the environment.
True.
Well, here's the thing. This is where a lot of this nonsense comes from. Back in the day when I was about, I guess between 7 and 14, somewhere around there, maybe 12 at the outset, we were allowed to have incinerators in our backyard to not have to have so much going into landfills. People burned their trash. Then, of course, somebody gets the bright idea that they're going to ban all that stuff, and now they're complaining about the damn landfills. Well, you know, no common sense here. Never, ever. Not one ounce. It's just follow the money. Idiots.
Well, I got to be honest, we must be a whole lot backwards because all of my neighbors around here are burning their trash.
Good.
I'm burning the paper. I burn everything.
Yeah, see?
I don't burn everything. I burn the paper. I burn the plastic.
But there again, that's where the greenies are counting on the people pushing the issue of global warming are counting on the people being stupid, not understanding the carbon. Everything in the universe is carbon-based. You cannot stomp out carbon. It's impossible.
Well,
and
they're trying to stomp us out, Bill. That's the ultimate goal of the ones in charge. You know that.
Then they start going off about CO2. And they're not smart to realize that every kind of life on the planet is based in CO2. If you don't have it, you're not going to have oxygen. If you don't have oxygen, you're not going to live.
Right, and the other thing is, like Ron was telling us and others, I know Roger Hedgecock talked about it too, because by government mandate, they outlawed or they made the catalytic converters because they were the cars used to produce methane.
Carbon monoxide.
And so then they changed it to CO2, which is fine because it doesn't hurt anything. And now they're bitching about that. And the next time I hear one of these people in a meeting say this, I'm going to bring that up. Huge. It's just like, excuse me? Who created this mess? And it's not a mess. It's actually better because when I lived in Los Angeles, and I've said it before, I remember for years and years we had the pollution problem until they did the catalytic conversion. The air, you could see it. It was brown. It was, I mean, the whole city. and parts of the valley. I mean, unbelievable. So it's just, it's garbage. It's the power and controlling issue of these people. That's what it boils down to. It's just horrendous. I was saying the other day, if Thomas Jefferson saw this mess, he'd be taking up arms and storming that damn state capitol in D.C., I tell you.
It's like the American public unaware of the fact that there are people sitting around thinking, what can I do to bilk the public out of money?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're evil.
And the global warming and all that, show us a list of all our elected and their green investments.
Mm-hmm.
Show us that list. Show that list to the public. And while you're at it, show the list of all our elected who are invested in businesses or
mm-hmm.
housing that caters to illegals. Show us that list.
That won't happen. Not with this media.
But if the American public could see those lists, they wouldn't be able to sell this crap. They would see it for what it really was. We are being scammed to line somebody else's pocket.
Right.
Global immigration, global warming, the economy, world affairs. I don't think there's anything out there they're not trying to scam us all. If you were our ally and involved with us interrogating people, and this Senate thing came out, would you trust us to do it again in the future? To trust us in any way, really? You're turning your allies into enemies, and he's been working on this for a while. He's trying to turn our enemies into his allies and our allies into his enemies. The comments he's made about Netanyahu, whether he likes it or not, Reagan dealt with Russia way better than Obama has. I'm pretty sure China just laughs at him. He is the weakest leader probably on the planet at this time. I don't know anybody who's weaker. His percentage of approval has dropped to 39%, lowest level yet. 53% of people think that racism issues are worse since he's been in office.
Oh, and that's for sure.
Al Sharpton. Well, so he's the one letting Al Sharpton go out. He's the one helping and promoting him out there. Sharpton been at the White House so many times it ain't funny. He'll have his own bedroom. He'll have his own bedroom soon.
Well, you know, that's when you look at people like Barry and Holder and all the rest of them. I mean, birds of a feather. You know, one communist scratches the other one's back.
I have never been able to get out of my mind when Eric Holder, during the Black Panther case, said white people can't be discriminated against. They haven't suffered enough.
Yeah, he's so...
That has never left my mind, because I right then and there knew that Eric Holder was a racist.
Yeah, he's a pimp just like Sharpton and the rest.
And the one he's picking to replace him is no different. I'd like to think that he had some dignity, but I have yet to see anybody Obama has picked have dignity.
There was that, you remember that guy, I can't remember his name right now, but the black sheriff, I think he's in Milwaukee or someplace like that. And
yes,
he was speaking in a speech, and I'll try to send it to you guys. I hope I kept it. At the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And, he laid into Holder big time. Oh, huge. I've got to send it to you guys. Oh, that was good. Saw that this afternoon. Yeah, he called him practically every name in the book. Coward. You know, race baiter. Liar. It was, like, really good.
You know?
Yeah.
And they talked about this report today that Feinstein did as transparency. where the hell is the transparency on Fast and Furious? Where's the transparency on the IRS targeting the conservatives? Where's the transparency on Benghazi? And I can go on and on and on.
Oh,
where
I know.
Is the transparency? It's only on things they want to release for political gain. And the only reason they did today at this timing was to try to gain politically from it.
Sure. And, of course, the Republicans sold us down the river, too. They just signed a budget deal that makes your hair curl.
But did they really tell us anything we didn't know?
No. My God.
No. And why wait 5 years to do it?
I know.
It's sad that California elects people like Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi, Jane Harmon, and that kind of people. Sad. And I wrote to my governor and said, I don't want a dime of Indiana's tax money going to bail out California. If they can't learn to live within their means, screw them. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is.
Well,
and maybe,
it's gonna...
maybe if they had to live within their means and they were forced to live within their means, they wouldn't spend so ignorant, be so ignorant about their spending. They pay over $1 million a month in entitlements and too illegal.
Yeah, and the other thing, I was just on that same economic scale, the what they call CalPERS, which is California Pension Retirement Service Fund or whatever the hell it is, and this is all the public sector unions, the teachers, the firefighters, the police, all this nonsense, and all the prison workers and all this crap. And the only way that they've been able to keep it afloat this long is because of outside investors who think that, you know, California's just never going to belly up. But I'm looking at this and thinking, okay, down the road, 2-3 years from now, it's going to blow up. It's really a mess.
And when it does, it's going to be one hell of a mess.
Yeah, huge.
Extremely
I just hope I'm out of here by then.
And they're going to think these other states out here is going to bail them out. And they should not get a bailout.
That's correct. But you know
and
what's going to happen?
Spends that out of like that out of control, and doesn't try to balance their books. They shouldn't expect a bailout from the states that work their butts off to balance their books.
Eat that turkey salad, Amanda. Oops, I forgot I was in here.
That's okay. You're watching people cook. I'm helping with laundry. Oh, it's been a long day for me. I'm so exhausted. Oh
yes. A national debt so large we can't afford to pay the interest on what we owe. And yet, our electors are still out there trying to spend more money. How can you spend money you don't have and that you're not going to have?
Well, you know, there's a school of thought on this. That
like I asked my congressman, how can you take $500 billion out of Medicare that's $300 trillion in the hole? And think you come out ahead. I want to know, what kind of math did you use?
Yeah, Common Core. It's sick. I know. Well,
I don't even think you can do that with Common Core, Linda.
No, yeah, it's pretty bad. That's really bad. Well, see, they don't care, Bill. It's, you know, and here's the problem. Everybody out here who actually has a job and they pay into taxes, whether they're making $20,000 a year or if they're making $200,000 a year. Now, those are the ones who actually do pay taxes because they don't get the earned income credit back and they don't get, you know, they don't usually get refunds. Well, the premise that we actually owe this money or that they are legitimately supposed to be able to tax us is bogus. This whole $18 trillion is a lie. It's not, okay, it might be debt that they've created, but you and I and the rest of the people do not owe that to anybody. You cannot pay a debt with a debt. You have fake money. They owe us money, Bill. This is basically what it comes down to, and I'll get into that on my show tomorrow. But it, which I did send you guys that redemption. It's amazing.
I saw tax schedules the other day, and in the year 2030. I think it's like 65% out of 65 cents out of every dollar will go in taxes.
It's
and
sick. No, they
2050 it will be 85% will go in taxes.
Right. And here's the thing. You know, it's completely unsustainable. It's not going to stand, and eventually it's going to crash. And I mean, everybody from the IMF to Karen Hughes to others have said this, and they've been predicting it for, what, 15 years now or better? But they're saying that it can't. It is a house of cards. It's going to go away.
If you look at the debt clock itself, it tells you it's a house of cards because it lists $18 trillion of debt. But you got like Medicare or Medicaid that have huge trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities. Well, that's debt.
It's sick, and it's all because they corporatized this country. They have destroyed everything the founders worked so hard for. Just destroyed it. They've turned us into slaves so long ago. I can't even tell you how long ago.
You know, you hear the left speak a lot about transferring the wealth, but no one's paying attention that the only ones that are they're transferring the wealth to is the elected and their cronies. It's not going to the people.
Right. It's a huge redistribution. Yeah,
how many people sit in Congress and the Senate became millionaires while sitting in the Congress and Senate?
Absolutely. Probably 90% of them. Well, it's a little high, probably.
I don't know. There's quite a few. You've also got local, state, you know,
right,
those levels of government that do the same thing.
Sure,
they
steal.
Are elected or using their position to line their pockets from taxpayer dollars because they can play this insider investing and trading and control what businesses come in and out of places, and they get a good investment deal by letting a business come in, and they line their pockets.
Right.
The things that our elected get by with, because there's no way to hold them accountable. You can't hold them accountable for breaking them by, aiding and abetting the breaking of the law, which is what they do on immigration. You can't hold them accountable for using the IRS or NSA to target people. You can't hold
or the
them accountable.
EPA.
Who can't hold the EPA accountable for crap? So, I mean,
it's tyranny. We live under tyranny. It absolutely is despotism. I'm telling you. It's not pretty. I just wish more people would wake up.
And it's only going to get worse.
I know it is. Oh, I know that. That's a given. But you touched on something earlier about, you know, what are we going to do to change things? Well, the only thing you really can do, you cannot repay an evil with another evil. I mean, I know it sounds simplistic, but if we buy into it and we go out and say it's okay to loot and pillage and burn, you know, or act like them just because you would be going down to their level, that's not the answer. And there's a lot of things that have to be done, but if we start living and acting like people that want to be free, and that might mean going completely against the IRS and take your chances in court. But, I mean, you got to do it. You have to take a stand somewhere.
You don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything.
I know, but
unfortunately,
this is, you know,
we've been trying for quite a while now to wake more people up and educate more people on what's really happening, and there's a bunch of new bills coming out. They're going to have to be read, and I'll tell you, that's tedious work. But neither side is working for the people. Both sides are working for themselves.
Oh, I know. You bet.
And
because they like this whole deal. It's great for them. They don't care about us. We're human resources.
When the Tea Party came out, conservative, according to the Constitution and all these things, you've seen the right, the establishment of the right, turn on them as fast as the Democrats
did. Oh, sure. Sure.
And they're still turned on them. Fear them. They fear the Tea Party because they know they were right.
Mm-hmm.
They know they were on to things. They were on that the health care bill was a scam. They were on to the Agenda 21 and the eugenics and everything else. They were on to the EPA and their power grabs. They were on to, you know, all these things that have been done. And they seen that they were wanting to see that it wasn't just one party, but it was both the establishment of both parties that were leading us in that direction and still are. I don't trust Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's job bank does not give me faith in the Senate or the Congress, I'll tell you.
Yep. No, they're two peas in a pod with the other cronies on the progressive side. I mean, they are, absolutely.
Well, in 2005 and 2006, I was fighting Mitch McConnell along with John McCain on immigration and amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
They were siding with the Democrats, and I was on the side with Jeff Sessions and several others, you know, they're against it. My state is one of 17 states that's joined in with Texas in a lawsuit against what Obama's done.
Sure.
I don't know what'll come of it.
I don't either.
I know this, they keep lying to the public about it all. They don't tell the truth.
No.
They don't tell us the truth about anything. And if you can't tell the truth, that usually means it's because you're either an accomplice or you're one of the main players in the lot.
And all of the above. Exactly. I know. Oh, okay. I got to turn on my lights. Hold on.
And every day you see the news and it's just more tragedy here, more tragedy there. I saw the basketball player who was befriended a young girl and she died of a disease. And he broke down, and my heart went out to him because he was real.
Mm-hmm.
He was this fake person and personality in front of the cameras. He was real, and my heart goes out to him. And for him to feel that strongly tells you that he gave of his heart himself. And I give big kudos to that kind of person. Now, someone who comes out here and has his hands raised, don't shoot, when all the evidence says that that's a lie, that he did not have his hands raised, and all the witnesses say he charged the police, but witnesses and evidence don't mean anything. As long as you got an Al Sharpton to push the lie, then it's all about racism. Al Sharpton wouldn't have a dime or a pot to pee in if it wasn't for his race baiting and using it as a crutch to raise money for himself. He's raised quite
a
bit of money off of this Ferguson and New York thing.
Yeah, he's an evil one. He's not just.
How about paying your taxes, you bum?
Well, you guys are kind of getting close to the end of the show. I'm going to let you wrap it up, and I'm going to go back in the chat room, and God bless you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
God bless you, Linda.
God bless you, Linda.
Linda,
God bless
you.
I love you. All the patriots in the nation. And if you get a chance, folks, say a prayer for this nation because
we need it.
We're needing it desperately bad right now. We are in the midst of the beginning of the worst times, I'm afraid. And, I don't know where we're going to be going from here. I don't know what's going to be happening across this nation from here. But if we can't find something that unites us, we're going to fall. And when we fall, everyone's a loser. You got any last thoughts?
God bless everyone. Keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and every chance you get, stock up on something. Prepare. Yeah. Be prepared.
Absolutely.
Wish everybody a good night. God bless. Cuz, pick out something and take us out.
All right, we will. God bless y'all, man.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Yep.